We're going to call you Chief Organiser, Rumble in the Hills, another success. How satisfied is Jason Quigley at the end of it all?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, Kieran. You know, it was a fantastic night. Really, really was. There were some great fights, some talent, unbelievable talent on showcase, and the fans came out in their forces tonight. You know, the crowd was fantastic. They were absolutely brilliant. The noise, the atmosphere, honestly... absolutely delighted with it, 100%, Kieran, yeah.
We're going to go through some of the competitors. Rhys Owens on his debut, Danny Duffy also successful. Talk about atmosphere during that fight.
Yeah, two lads are absolutely fantastic, you know, and I look after both of those lads, manage them, and now promoting them for this show. Danny Duffy has really come out of his box over the last couple of weeks, has done some great stuff. So he has, in the gym, he's really took himself to another level, and he showed it in there tonight.
A likeable chap.
Absolutely. And against a very tricky, awkward opponent, Richard Starkey. You know, he liked to do a bit of showboating, he liked to mess around, but, you know, Danny held his cool and put on a great performance. Riz to the crowd and was absolutely fantastic. And then you had Rhys Owens as well. I was very excited for Rhys tonight. It was his pro debut. And... Rhys is a phenomenal talent. Rhys is going to go really, really far in this sport, and it's great that the people here got to witness him tonight, because he's going to be going on. This here is going to be a big stage now moving forward and in the future, but Rhys Owens is going to go to even bigger and better things as well.
A proud night for the Bradley family. Two brothers competing, and two brothers coming out on top.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not often you get the likes of two brothers being on the card together, and it's a special moment for them, because... their family can come and support the two of them, not just the one of them. And the two of them had great performances, great victories here tonight. And you could potentially see either one of them back here fighting for a title or defending a title in the future.
2 years since the last fight here in Letterkenny. I have a wee sneaky feeling we won't have to wait 24 months for the next one.
Absolutely not. You know, I'm fully on my own here now myself, with Sheer Sports here, doing this event now. And... we're going to be back very soon once again. You know, we came back 2 years ago. It was in November, I think it is. Just shy of 2 years now. Had a great show. Everything went well. A lot of wee teething issues behind the scenes that have now been ironed out. And very happy to be doing this show tonight. And I'm very, very appreciative to my wife, April. Without a doubt, lad, this would not have been able to be possible without her. And to be as good as it was tonight, I've had Cliff Thompson as well from Meath there, who's been a phenomenal help to me. Chris McNulty, they helped me. And like, if I go on, I'm going to miss somebody. But my mother, my sisters, you know, even doing the tickets on the door. It's a real family affair here, like, and everybody pulled their weight to me. Father-in-law doing security, friends, family. Do you know what I mean? It really, really pulled together, and... I'm so grateful for the support of my family, so grateful for the support of my fans that have continued to follow me into this role now as a promoter and a manager as well. And look, everybody, keep buying the tickets off these fighters, keep supporting them, because these fighters are going right to the top. You've seen a showcase tonight off the Rising Stars. Like, it wasn't just named that for any old reason. It was named the Rising Stars because everyone on that card was a Rising Star and is going to be a big name in the future and can possibly make their name here at the Aura Centre in Letterkenny.
Jason, can't let you go tonight. So when I'm reading papers and listening to video interviews, I always think on it, well, have we seen the last of Jason Quigley? You're a young man. Do you get itchy feet when you're watching these guys in action out there? What does the future hold for you?
Well, with the success of this show tonight, you know, it has really made me excited about this side of the game and in the future moving forward. I'm really excited doing this now with the management and the promoting and seeing the success of the young fighters, seeing the opportunity that we get, even the amateur fighters that was on at the start of the night, you know, we exhibitions get
high standard.
Absolutely, like getting a feel for the pro stage and that pro atmosphere. And they're so appreciative and they're so thankful. And, you know, I'm really excited about this next chapter now with the promoting and management. And, yeah, it's exciting times ahead.
Played for Sean McCool's a number of years ago as well. Has that done and dusted?
You never know. They, You know, I won an All League medal with them a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed it. It was an itch that I had to scratch, and thankfully we got a league medal in the bag as well. But you know, you never know if I get a quiet stage in the summer, I might throw on the boots again and try and win a county medal with them.